Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. And still in the Christmas season, of course, we hope you're having a great celebration in honor of our Lord's birth. And I hope you are gearing yourselves up for the great celebrations and observances and events to take place in just a few weeks all around the country for the March for Life and related events. It is the sad commemoration of the Roe versus Wade decision and the Doe v. Bolton decision handed down on January 22nd of 1973 that give rise to events like the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., the West Coast Walk for Life in San Francisco, and so many places in between, various marches and rallies and prayer services and special pro-life events. And the churches speaking up, rising up, doing something in prayer, in preaching, and in action for the commemoration of that sad and tragic anniversary and for helping their people bring an end to abortion. These are some of the things I want to talk about with you for a few moments this morning. Mobilizing, preparing your church for the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, preparing your church for what many in many places is observed as Sanctity of Life Sunday. That is the Sunday closest to the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. So we have the month of January right around the corner, and we have these various events included among which Sanctity of Life Sunday. The focus, of course, being abortion. That's why it's January. That's why this comes in the month of January. That's why it surrounds and is near the January 22nd anniversary of Roe versus Wade. I was a spiritual guide and a good friend of the Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade. Many of you know of her. Some of you have met her. She passed away just a couple of years ago. Norma McCorvey. I had the privilege of receiving her into the Catholic Church, and she and I would always talk about the importance of the churches being activated, of the pastors being ready to preach about this problem, ready to pray with their people about it, ready to mobilize their people. And we at Priests for Life are a key resource for you to help your church, to help your congregation, to help your pastor and those who assist your pastor, anyone involved in the ministry of the church, to deal with the abortion issue and to be ready for this observance in January. And I want to point you to a place where you can get this kind of help. And we will be coming back to this in the weeks to come, because I want to talk about this with you from various different angles and show you the many resources that are available. We have a special website called prolife.church. Now, you may be aware that .church is a web domain. And so we got one of the first websites at this domain, and we called it Pro-Life. So prolife.church is a website to equip your church and your pastor. Now let's be clear about the focus here: to deal with abortion. We're not claiming to be some kind of mega resource dealing with every issue of the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. My friends, we can't even name every issue of the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. That's like saying everything, you know. We have a very specific mission, and that is to end abortion. And so this site here, prolife.church, is meant to help equip you with resources for your church. Now, I just want to show you three basic dimensions of this, and then talk about a specific project, the information about which you will also see on that site. When we talk about equipping the church for Sanctity of Life Sunday, And again, various churches observe this on various Sundays in January. The Sunday that is closest to January 22nd is the one most often used. But there are three different dimensions to this. Obviously, a church gets together to pray. And so at this website, you will find a link to another domain that we have at Priests for Life, and that is prolifeprayers.com. And so to pray about abortion from all the different dimensions, we'll have an entire broadcast just about the different ways that we pray about abortion and the different intentions that are involved in that. But at prolifeprayers.com, you'll find a lot of prayer resources. You can have the congregation pray them, you can put them in the church bulletin, put them on the church website, send them out in mailings and so forth. Besides prayer, what the church has to do is preach and teach. So preaching on the issue and teaching, and guess what website we have in regard to that? I'll let you deduce it. Yes, it's prolifepreaching.com. And you'll see a button leading to that site when you go to prolife.church. Now, one of the things about preaching, I have an entire book that talks about how to preach on the different readings, and it's proclaiming the message of life. And if you make that into a website.com, you'll be able to order my book. What it does is it takes the lectionary. The lectionary is the book of the readings. The Catholic Church uses it worldwide, and actually many other denominations use the same readings on Sundays. I've gone through the entire year. In fact, there's three different cycles of readings. I've gone through all 3 years of readings, and in this book have put commentary on each of those sets of readings as to how the preacher can deal with the issue of abortion and the sanctity of life, preaching from those readings, which most preachers, of course, want to do. They want to use the readings as the basis for their preaching. So we showed them how to make the connections between the Word of God and the issue of abortion. Finally, let me talk to you about a specific project, which if you go to prolife.church, which I hope you'll start doing today, show your pastor, and then go to regularly over the next few weeks as we get closer to Sanctity of Life Sunday, because we'll be putting more things on there and we'll be having more broadcasts like this talking about it. But it's a particular project that we have that Priests for Life has done in conjunction with Heartbeat International, which is a large network of pregnancy centers, and Good Counsel Homes. Our friend and colleague Chris Bell, under the direction and inspiration of Father Benedict Groeschel, started Good Counsel Homes, maternity homes where young moms and their babies in the womb and then after they're born have a safe place to stay and find encouragement and strength to get through their pregnancy and begin parenting their children. In conjunction with these friends and colleagues of ours, we have started a project by which we are urging churches to place in their bulletin and on their website announcements of how to find alternatives to abortion. Now think about this for a moment. What could be a more basic and desirable way of dealing with this problem? What, in fact, is more urgent to do first, more than anything else, than to reach out to those who feel that they must have an abortion and say, no, you don't have to do this. To reach out to those who are so tempted and afraid, who feel so isolated and desperate that they are tempted to take an act of violence against their unborn child. To reach out to them and say, wait, we can help you. It is the church saying to them what the Lord says to all of us, namely, I am with you. Isn't that what the Christmas season that we are currently celebrating says? God becomes flesh. He becomes human. He becomes visible. He becomes a baby so that we can approach him and so that we can know he is with us. As Matthew's gospel says, he shall be called Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us. And then before he ascends into heaven, you look at the very end of Matthew's gospel, before he ascends, what does he promise? I will be with you all days, even until the end of the world. He is with us. The church needs to say that to those who are tempted to have abortion. Not we condemn you, not we reject you, not you are evil, but rather we are with you. We don't point fingers of condemnation. We extend hands of mercy, of help, and of strength, and of hope. And that's what we are urging the churches to do. And there's a very simple way to do that. Again, at prolifechurch.church, you'll see the specific information. But there is something called the option line. It's a phone number and a website, which I'm going to put on the board here to show you, and I want you to relay it to your pastors on our behalf. It is a network of pregnancy centers, thousands of them, set up in such a way that a person calls a single number, goes to a single website, and no matter where they live, they will be connected with the pregnancy center closest to them, so that the help that those centers provide can be given at the earliest possible moment to the mom who's pregnant and in need. When we talk about help, sometimes we're just talking about a listening ear, a professional who is trained to listen and to walk with a pregnant mom through the fears that she may have, counseling of all kinds, assistance to find job and education opportunities that can be pursued while having the child, connection with medical services, legal services, parenting classes, all kinds of help, assistance to find a place to stay if they don't have one. All kinds of help is available. Now, the website, pregnancycenters.org, is the website at which you will find the option line. Now, it's also available in Spanish. In fact, if you go to pregnancycenters.org, take a few moments to go there today, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see a link up at the top. It says English and then it says Espanol. So you can get the whole site in Spanish, and those who answer the phone, I'm going to give you the phone number in a moment, are also Spanish speaking. But in Spanish, the website is, if you have a parish predominantly Spanish speaking and want to advertise it in Spanish, estás embarazada, which means you are pregnant. Estás embarazada. And you have to use here .com. Estasembarazada.com goes to pregnancycenters.org. And again, there is a link in the upper right-hand corner that says Español. And the phone number for all of this, 1-800-712-HELP. Now, many of you memorized the catechism when you were young. Some of us, I remember in my case, in American history, the teacher wrote notes on the board all during the class and had to have us memorize them. This is something to memorize, even more important. 1-800-712-HELP can save a life. You know that number, you can call that number, you can save a life, because that will connect you with this network of pregnancy centers. Now, what a marvelous thing it is for a church to put this information out. And I say to the pastors, put it not just in your bulletin, put it on your bulletin. I mean, isn't this a great and simple thing for pastors to do? Put it on the bulletin. What do I mean? As a permanent item on the bulletin, on the front, on the website, permanently. What does this do? First of all, it gives saving help to those who need it. You never know that somebody reading that website or looking at that bulletin knows someone who needs that help or needs it themselves. So it connects people with the help. Life-saving help. By the way, at these numbers, the counselors, not only are they both English and Spanish speaking, but they're also trained in healing after abortion, so that someone calling these numbers who needs post-abortion healing, most abortions in our country, as a matter of fact, are repeat abortions, and so the person who may be tempted to have an abortion is also grieving a previous abortion. These counselors are trained to handle that. But it'll connect people with this help when a church begins publicizing these things. The number, and again, the website, which you memorized by now, pregnancy centers.org. Again, all of this is at prolife.church. What other two things does it do when a pastor decides to step forward and put out this information to his people? Well, it equips the congregation to help. So many people are concerned about abortion, but they don't know what to do about it. This is one of the easiest and most effective things to do about it. Be equipped with the information that will save a life and help a person not feel alone. You know, people don't get abortions because of freedom of choice. They get them because they feel they have no freedom and no choice. They feel trapped, abandoned, desperate, afraid, nowhere to turn. No one's here to help them. They can only go to the abortionist. And here's the church stepping in and saying, no, you can come to us. You're not alone. So it equips the people. Everyone who's getting that bulletin, everyone who's going to that website, everyone who's a member of that church now feels that they have something they can use to help prevent an abortion, to help save a life. And the third thing it does, when pastors publicize this information, as we are urging them to do in this project jointly sponsored by Priests for Life, Heartbeat, and Good Counsel, is that it shows the true face of the pro-life movement and of the church. The true face. Not people of condemnation, like so many people think we are. Not people who are being judgmental, but people who are helping. Not people who care about the baby and don't care anything about the mother or the father. Not people who do not understand or appreciate the difficulties that these parents are going through that lead them to think they might want to have an abortion. No. We understand fully. We are fully immersed in the lives and the problems of people like this. We deal with them every day. And we are a movement of compassion. Again, we're not pointing fingers of condemnation. We're extending hands of help. What pastor wouldn't want to do this? I don't know. What pastor doesn't know about it? Most of them. And you can be the one to make that difference. Send your pastor, please. And now we have several weeks here before the Sanctity of Life Sunday. We're going to be talking a lot more about this in the weeks ahead here on Facebook. But please let your pastor know this website, because if he knows prolife.church, we will be putting additional projects there, additional materials as time goes on. So friends, the time is coming near for all these pro-life activities in the month of January. The issue of abortion gets more attention in the news than at any other time of the year. This is a great opportunity now for us to prepare for. And again, Priest for Life is your go-to place, because this is our ministry, equipping the churches to end abortion, motivating the pastors to pray about it, to preach about it, and to mobilize their people to do something about it. Thank you for your participation. Thank you in advance. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know what your pastor says. Send us information and send us responses here on this page to what's going on in your community in regard to projects like this. And so now may the Lord bless and protect you and bless all your intentions in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you want to send me your prayer intentions, go to prayerintentions.org. That's our prayer intentions website, and we'll pray for anything you need us to pray for. Prayerintentions.org. Father Frank Pavone here of Priests for Life. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again over the weekend.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.